The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.flypod.com. That's it.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fabulous facts, sumptuous statistics, and delicious data, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. So you find yourself rummaging around in your attic only to discover a photograph of your great-great-great-uncle Buford from the 1800s. And after first being struck by how trendy old Buford was, since he was totally dressed in black, long before the goth crowd made it popular, you begin to wonder why he isn't smiling. First, when daguerreotypes were introduced in France in 1839, the exposure time for larger photographic plates could be up to 15 minutes, sometimes longer. Improvements in lenses and developing chemicals would later shorten the exposure time to a minute or less. But to get clear images, people had to sit still. Photographers even had headrests that held a person's head in place when they were having their portraits made. Secondly, even as photographic technology advanced in the 1850s and 60s, it was still mostly the domain of professionals. For most people, having photographs taken was not a common activity, but a rare luxury. They might only have their pictures taken a few times in their lives. People may have believed that serious expressions suited these special and frequently expensive occasions. And finally, let's not rule out the power of good brushing and flossing. People, particularly older adults, were not comfortable smiling because they did not have very attractive teeth. In the 1800s, good dental care was not widely available, and dental practices like root canals and crowns that allowed us to keep our teeth today were not done. The cure for a decayed or broken tooth was often simply to remove it. Therefore, no smile was better than one filled with crack, decayed, and missing teeth.
Bonus factoid.
As famed New York Yankees catcher Yogi Berra once said, 90% of the game is half mental. Our thanks to L. Wood, the curator for visual resources at the Ohio Historical Society, for providing our factoids today. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.